Imagine a book that takes you back to the Middle Ages on adventures to save dragons, Sasquatch, and the Loch Ness Monster. Newbery Award-winning author Adam Gidwitz is doing this in his second installment of the series, The Unicorn Rescue Society. The new book is called The Basque Dragon, and it takes place in the Basque Country. Adam will be in Boise this weekend for an event at Rediscovered Books. He joins me live by telephone to talk more about this new book. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first off, tell me about this book series and why the second book is focused on the Basque region, and I'm assuming a Basque dragon?
Yes. So the series is called, as you said, The Unicorn Rescue Society, and it actually takes place today. It's about two kids, Elliot Eisner, who's kind of a nervous guy who likes reading books about things that can kill him, and Uchenna Devereaux, a really outgoing, adventurous girl. And in the first book in the series, they happen to fall in with a crazy, eccentric guy named Professor Fauna, who is the founder of the Unicorn Rescue Society. And the goal of that organization is to go around the world keeping mythical creatures safe from danger. The idea is mythical creatures are real in this series. They're just not recognized by science yet.
Mm.
And so in the first book, they come across a Jersey Devil, which is a mythical creature from New Jersey. You might have heard of the Jersey Devils hockey team. Well, in New Jersey, people are absolutely convinced the Jersey Devil exists, and they've convinced me too. And in the second book, they go to the Basque Country, where they need to help rescue a Heron Suge, which is a dragon from Basque mythology.
And then,
I'm interested in the Basque. I decided to write about the Basque Country just because the history and the culture of the Basque people is just amazing, right? One of the oldest ongoing cultures around, perhaps the most unique language in the whole world, and incredible culture, music, poetry, and food. I just loved it. Oh, and they have dragons.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, we should go to the Basque Country with the Unicorn Rescue Society.
So you go to the Basque Country, you do research, but you also worked with a lot of local experts here in our area. And,
absolutely.
And you also worked with, if I'm correct on this, didn't you work with students from Boise St. Joe School as well?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so can you tell me about that and how these kids collaborated? Because how cool for students to be able to do something like this.
It was super fun for us as well as, I mean, I hope for them too, but certainly for us. So the way we worked with the kids at the school was when we had finished a draft of the book, having done a ton of work with two people, both based out of Boise, Nikki Gorel, who's a professor at Boise State, and also I forgot the other
College of Western Idaho, CWI.
You got it.
There you go.
Your information down. Nikki and I talked a lot on the telephone, did a lot of work, and she's a professor of Basque mythology. We also worked with Izaz Kun Cortazar, who is a friend of Nikki's and a native Basque speaker. And once we'd finished the draft, we sent a bunch of copies, I don't know, 20 or so copies, to St. Joe's. And a wonderful teacher there named Ricardo Yancey, and he shared the book with his students. And I sent a bunch of questions saying for after they'd read the book, asking questions like, did you enjoy it? Did you have any suggestions? And other questions like, if you are Basque or have spent a lot of time with Basque people, is this the Basque culture that you recognize?
Mm.
If you are Basque, does this book make you feel proud to be Basque? It was really important to us. That it not only represents it accurately, the Basque culture accurately, but also that it makes Basque people feel justifiably proud of the amazing culture that their ancestors and they themselves have created.
And this is a collaborative series, correct? So,
yes.
So you're writing this book. Tell me about how that collaboration works, especially with authors, because a lot of times it tends to be a really solitary venture.
It does. So I wrote the first book on my own. This book, actually, The Basque Dragon, I co-wrote with one of my very best friends, somebody that I've been making stuff with since we were in seventh grade together. And finally, we decided to write a book together about the Basque Country. Starting with the third book in the series, which comes out in November, I'm pairing up with authors from the cultures that the Unicorn Rescue Society is visiting. So book three is called Sasquatch and the Muckleshoot, and I am writing the book with Joseph Bruschak, who is a Native American author, and we're writing about the Muckleshoot Indian tribe in Washington State.
I'm just impressed you can say Muckleshoot. I grew up in that area, so I'm always
impressed.
No,
you didn't.
Yes,
amazing.
And the Sasquatch is real.
It is, absolutely. And Sasquatch is, in fact, a word from the Muckleshoot language, from Lutshoot Seed. So it was amazing to work. So Joe Bruschak is a legendary children's writer. He's written over 100 books, and he's Abenaki from New York State. But we worked very closely with experts from the Muckleshoot tribe.
That was super fun.
Book four, I'm writing with somebody named David Bowles, Mexican-American guy, about the chupacabras in the Rio Grande Valley.
Chupacabra, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So David, who's an expert in Aztec mythology, likes to correct me and say chupacabras because he says chupacabra just means sucker of goat, which sounds weird. So he says sucker of goats is more appropriate. So he prefers the pronunciation chupacabras.
And you know that if you're out in that area, those are real. I mean, watch out.
All of these creatures are real as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And the founder of the Unicorn Rescue Society in the book series, Professor Fauna, is also convinced that unicorns are real. The only problem is that's the only mythical creature that he's never found. So it is the Unicorn Rescue Society, and the one creature that has always eluded Professor Fauna is, in fact, the unicorn. But I'm sure they're real, too, and we're just going to keep looking for them.
Absolutely. So when you write these books, we're talking, these are, you know, young adults. So like Mr. Yancey's class, that's fifth graders. So, I mean, that is that the age group that you're focusing on when you write these books?
These books really target, I would say, 7 to 10-year-olds. So I'm really a really good first grade reader, certainly a good second grade reader. Third, fourth is right, perfect age for this series, up through fifth grade is where it's aimed. And I was a teacher. I taught first and second grade as well as fifth. And I remember these experiences, and any teachers who might be listening on Columbus Day might recognize this. I remember taking my first, second grade, especially my second grade students, to the school library, and we would walk through the aisles, and I would say, do you want to read this book? No. How about this book?
Right.
No. Matilda? No. BFG? No. Harry Potter? No. Nothing. You know, anything. I'm like, Game of Thrones, Othello, just read
just
something.
Just read something, right?
And only when we were able to find a series that was funny and adventurous, and there were a lot of books in the series, that would be the most likely time that the kid would say, yeah, I want to read that one. So I really wanted to write a series for those kids, the ones that are hard to find the book for.
And I want you to – I didn't mean to interrupt, but I also want you to talk about a book you've written called So You Want to Be a Jedi. And my son, my oldest, who's 10, has read this book, loved it.
Amazing.
So now I'm talking to the author. But this is a collaborative series as well, if I remember correctly, right? Because there's more than one book in this. And I only say that because I know going to the library, it's really hard to find those books in that series because there's different authors.
Yeah, that might have been a mistake in how we marketed it. They are all written by different authors. The first book is written by Alexandra Bracken, a massively best-selling YA author. I wrote the second one, which is called So You Want to Be a Jedi. And the third one, called Beware the Power of the Dark Side, is by Tom Engelberger, who wrote the Origami Yoda series, which is also super popular.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, those are great series. So those were amazingly fun to write. And we got to visit Skywalker Ranch. We got to go into the archives and see the original R2-D2. We saw C-3PO disassembled on a table.
Oh, that would be a little heartbreaking.
It is a little heartbreaking, but, you know, they assured us that he was fine. He was just resting.
Okay, good. Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And quickly, you are going to be in Boise this weekend at Rediscovered Books, and this is pretty cool what they're doing because it is a celebration of all things Basque, and you will also be there with your new book.
Yes, I'll be there with my new book with Nikki Gorel, the Basque professor, the professor of Basque mythology. We'll be talking about the book. I highly encourage adults and kids to come down. If enough kids show up, we're going to do a game show with prizes. If it's mostly adults, then we'll get into some, you know, serious discussion of Basque culture. And if it's
a
good mixture of both.
Well, we could do game shows and prizes, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. Adults like them, too.
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
It's true. It's true. And so maybe we'll do a combination of both, but it should be really fun. Do you know what time it is at Rediscovered Books?
I believe it's we will put it on our website. It's in
Great.
The afternoon, but we will make sure that people know the exact time, and we know Rediscovered Books is right downtown Boise. But I want to thank you, Adam, for chatting today. This series sounds great. It is so hard to find books that kids love to read. So thank you for writing books that kids love.
That's my goal. I'm trying hard. Thank you so much for having me, Gemma.
Thank you. Adam Gidwitz is the co-author of The Unicorn Rescue Society, The Basque Dragon, and he will be appearing at Rediscovered Books Saturday in Boise. We will put all that information on our website.